Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by our members. That's right, our members provide all support for OTRWesterns.com. Let's get into today's episode.
Hold on to your hats, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. We'll hear the exciting story, The Colorado Killer, right after this message.
Early in their days as lawmen at large, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his bear-like deputy Jingles made a swing up through the untamed woods country of Colorado. It was there that adventure came to them in the savage form of the Colorado Killer.
This is alive, huh, Jingles?
No, sure, this is alive. Every time we make camp, I gotta do all the work.
Now I got the wood.
Yeah, but I built the fire and I fixed the breakfast.
Good, too.
And now that I... Huh? You liked it, huh?
I sure did, partner. You know, you're just about the best cook I ever ran into.
Oh, now I ain't that good. But I don't reckon anybody'd have to starve to death if they was around me. Where are we headed for, Bill?
North into Wyoming. Cattlemen up there.
Yeah. Now what about the...
Hold it, Jingles. Hold it.
Hey, Bill, that's horses.
Yeah, two saddle horses riding hard this way.
Here they come, storming down the trail.
Oh, my. Oh.
Morning, gents.
Howdy, strangers.
Well, howdy. Climb down and sit a spell. There's coffee.
Sounds right good, Colorado. Let's take them up on it.
Sure. Don't mind if I do.
Well, help yourself. You fellas live around here?
No, we just...
We don't take much to questions coming from strangers. Stranger.
My partner here was just making conversation.
Yeah, heard your friend call you Colorado, didn't I?
Maybe you did and maybe you didn't.
Thought I did.
Might be a good idea to forget it.
You carry a right big chip on your shoulder, mister. You wouldn't have something to hide, would you?
If I have, it's none of your business.
Oh, come on, Colorado. Let's get out of here. We ought to be riding.
Yeah. Coffee wasn't as good as I thought.
Now, that ain't so. I made that coffee.
And you sure must have a grudge against your stomach. All right, Hank. Let's ride. Hep, boy. Hey.
Couple of right pleasant gents, huh, Jingles?
Yeah, about like a rattler and a Gila monster riding together.
More like a rattler and a grizzly. The one they call Hank was just about your size.
Yeah, he ain't missed many meals. The other one, that Colorado, could have worn your breeches and boots, too. We'd have tangled with him. It might have been a right fine tussle.
Hey, here comes some more horses.
It sure is getting to be a busy street we camped on.
This bunch looks like a posse. The leader's wearing a badge.
Hey, they're surrounding us. What is this?
All right, boys, keep cover. I'll move out of you two, and I won't be bothering to take you to jail.
He means us.
Guess so.
Now, unbuckle those gun belts and let them drop. Come on, be quick about it.
Better do it, Jingles.
But, Bill, this is silly. We ain't done nothing.
I know, Jingles, but this is no time to argue. Now, drop your gun belt.
Oh, all right, but I just cleaned those six shooters.
That's better. Now, step back away from them. Now, I'll just take them along for evidence.
What evidence, Sheriff? Those guns haven't been fired today.
Yeah, but I heard the big one say he just cleaned his.
Sure, I do that every morning, just like washing my ears.
Well, enough of this palaver. Get on your horses. We're taking you two coyotes to jail.
Sheriff, you're making a big mistake.
I'll be the judge of that.
Well, you might tell us what we did to get herded into jail like a couple of killers.
And that's just what you are. Thought you could get away with it, but I trailed you right to your camp.
Trailed us from where?
From the Everett Ranch, that's where. Jack Everett described you as clear as a drawn picture. You can't fool me on descriptions. Now, I'm just waiting to see you hang for murder.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. While Bill Hickok and Jingles received two sets of visitors at their Colorado Woods camp in the early morning, the first was a pair of unsociable drifters. The second, a posse that quickly surrounded the two lawmen and hauled them off to jail. Jingles was fit to be tied.
Now, doggone it, Wild Bill Hickok, explain a few things to me.
What things, Jingles?
Oh, a few hundred things, that's what.
All right, partner, all right. Sit down and name them. You'll never get anywhere pacing up and down.
First, what are we doing in jail?
Because the sheriff and his posse brought us here.
But why didn't we show him our badges and send him on his way?
Because he didn't seem ready to listen. I've got an idea.
We gonna show our badges and get out of here?
No, we're just gonna get out of here.
Oh, how do we get out? Just tell me that. How?
You remember the way the Texas kid got away from jail down in Abilene?
The Texas? Oh, yeah. You gonna try that?
We sure are. Now be on your toes. Sheriff! Hey, Sheriff!
Yeah, what do you want?
Want to talk to you. Come here a minute.
Well, I ain't got much time for talking to killers.
Nah, we ain't killers. This here's Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok.
That's what I said.
Hickok ain't never been in this country. If he's Hickok, I'm Abraham Lincoln. And I ain't, so he ain't.
Here's my badge, Sheriff. Take it.
Probably stole that, too. Hey, let me see that.
I got his arm, Jingles. Take his keys.
Hold him, Bill.
Dad, blast you two rabbits. Let me go.
Sorry to do this, Sheriff, but I can see you're not going to listen to reason.
I got him, Bill. Now, wait till I unlock this door.
That's good, Jingles. Now get the sheriff's guns, and we'll change places with him.
You can't lock me in my own jail.
That's what you think, you hard-headed old salamander. Now, get him there.
Help! Jailbreak! Help!
Nobody's around, Sheriff. We'll send you your keys when we get a chance. Come on, Jingles.
Come back here. I'll hunt you down and hang you on the spot.
Oh, here's the office, Bill. We gotta be careful.
There's your gun belt, Jingles. Get it.
Yeah, and here's yours too, Bill.
If we can get Buckshot and Joker, we'll get started on clearing up some of this mystery.
Buckshot and Joker, Bill. Right in the livery stable and nobody around. Now, ain't that a break?
Yeah, partner. Throw your saddle on quick.
You're going to get that key back to the sheriff. He's going to be mad as a wet gopher when he gets loose.
He's mad enough right now, partner. But we need a head start. Hey, wait a minute. Hold it.
Somebody's coming. Hey, look, it's just a kid.
Hey, what are you guys doing with those horses? The sheriff brought them in here. Great jumping juniper. You're Wild Bill Hickok, ain't you? And you're Jingles, too.
Now, there's somebody that knows us, Bill.
Sure I do. I saw you and Wild Bill all the time when I lived in Abilene. Gee willikers, what are you doing out here in Colorado?
No, just traveling for our health.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's right. And if we want to stay healthy, we better keep on traveling.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Say, Sonny, how'd you like to do me a favor?
Oh, gee whiz, I'd do anything for you, Wild Bill. Just name it.
Well, the sheriff loaned us his keys, and I'm in a hurry.
Yeah, a real big hurry.
Would you take him back to the sheriff? He's at the jail.
Sure will, Wild Bill, and I'll thank him for you, too.
Do that. It'll make him real happy. So long, kid.
We're going out to hunt down a killer. Up, Buckshot, let's ride.
Bad blasted Billy Bolton, where'd you get those keys? Now, don't tell me no fibs.
But I told you, Sheriff, Wild Bill Hickok gave them to me to bring them back to you. He locked you in that cell.
Hickok again. So he told you that story, too.
But it wasn't a story, Sheriff. It was Wild Bill. I used to live in Abilene when he was the marshal there.
You what?
Sure. The big one was Jingles' deputy.
Well, count me for a jug-headed idiot.
What's the matter, Sheriff?
Of all the... Where'd they go, boy?
Oh, gee, I don't know, Sheriff. I heard Wild Bill say they were heading out to hunt down a killer. But him and Jingles are always doing that. And I'll bet they catch him, too.
You reckon anybody's home at the Everett Ranch House, Bill?
I'm counting on Jack Everett being there. The sheriff said he was the one that gave him our description.
Must have been his pa that was killed, huh?
We'll soon know. If he saw the killers, he'll be the only one that can clear the trail for us to catch him.
And the only one that can clear our names, too.
Somebody's at the Everett Ranch House, Jingle.
Yeah, but they don't seem very friendly.
Pretty good shot, too.
Too good. I ain't riding down that gun barrel.
Spread out, partner. Head around toward the back of the house, and I'll go in the front. Can't get both of us. Hup, Buckshot!
Get around there, Joker!
Stay back, you killers. I'll blast you.
Hold your fire, Jack Everett. You're making a mistake.
You made the mistake when you killed my pa.
We didn't kill him. Look closer.
Hey, you ain't the same ones.
That's right.
Well, I'm mighty glad you noticed that before you parted my hair for me.
Well, you look just like those two killers riding up, dead ringers. One tall in the saddle and the other one was...
Don't you say fat, doggone it.
I was going to say big.
Well, now that's better. I hate the word fat.
Well, who are you? What do you want?
I'm Bill Hickok, United States Marshal, and this is my deputy, Jingle.
Wild Bill and Jingles. We've never seen you in this part of Colorado, but we heard plenty about you. Come on in.
Well, now that's nice to find a welcome someplace.
What brings you out here?
We want to find out more about how your father was killed, Jack.
Yeah, a lot more, seeing as how your description of the killers landed us in jail.
What?
That's right. So we know they're about our size, and I think we saw them this morning.
Bill, you mean those two ornery sidewinders that stopped at our camp this morning were the ones that killed Mr. Everett?
Maybe, if we can establish the time.
Well, they rode in here about 8:30, Mr. Hickok, pulled a gun and asked for money. I made a try for the tall one and got a gun barrel across my head. Next thing I knew, I woke up and Dad was lying by the safe dead.
Safe was open, the money was gone.
Yeah.
Have you seen these men before?
Not that I know of.
Will you ride back into town with us? Those two have money. They might be free spending in one of the gambling halls.
Sure. I'll do anything you say to help catch those killers.
You see how easy it was, Hank? Just like I told you. You go in, make him open the safe, and leave with your pockets full of cash.
Yeah, but you didn't have to kill him.
Now, what's the difference? Relax. Have a little fun. You worry too much, Hank. You'll get thin.
Colorado. Look. Coming through those swinging doors.
Where?
There. It's the old man's son. The one you pistol whipped. We gotta get out of here.
And those two gents with him. Ain't they the same two we stopped and had coffee with this morning?
Yeah. They see us.
There they are.
I'll bet. Shoot them all away. They're losing in the dark.
On it, you two.
You hold it, mister. We're leaving. Blast them, Hank. Blast them away.
Come on, Jingles. They're going out the back.
Those ornery coyotes. Wait till I get my hands on them.
They're headed for the horses.
I'll stop that.
There they are. Me and them, too.
Bill, it's the sheriff.
Grab him, boy. I made a mistake once, but I ain't making it again.
Jingles is after us.
Get out of our way, Sheriff. The killers are getting away.
No, you don't. I can't see your faces, but I know your shape no matter how dark it is.
You're wrong, Sheriff.
That's it. Grab him. Bring him out into the light, man. We'll soon see if I'm right.
Now turn me loose, you hyenas. Sheriff, you jug-headed idiot. Now we're in the light. Take a good look, you simple salamander.
Suffering sand dabs. I've done it again. It's Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. For the second time in one day, the sheriff had mistaken Wild Bill and Jingles for the two killers and allowed the real killers to escape.
Yep, Sheriff, you've done it again, and me and Bill almost had them.
Well, now, Dad, Bernard Jingles, you and Bill are the same size as them two farmers. I couldn't tell the difference in the dark.
Oh, that excuse ain't good enough.
Hold it, partner.
Hey, I heard shooting. Wild Bill and Jingles catch the varmints?
Billy Bolton, you get home and get to bed. This ain't no time to be running around asking fool questions.
I got a reason, Sheriff.
Get home, I said.
Now, better listen to the boy, Sheriff. More than once, Bill and me have been helped out by a little button like this one.
Jingles is right, Sheriff. All right, Billy, what's on your mind?
Well, if you didn't catch them, I saw them. And I know who they are.
You do? Well, why didn't you say so in the first place?
Never mind, Sheriff. Go on, Billy.
Well, just after the shooting, I saw two men, about as big as you and Jingles, riding like 60 out the old mill road.
That's them.
Well, they passed under a light, and I saw their faces, too. It was Colorado and Hank.
Colorado and Hank? Them two coyotes?
They've been camping in the old mill on Mossy Creek, Sheriff.
I know it. Come on, boys, get out there and hit the saddle. It's 10 miles, and they've got a head start.
I know a shortcut, Wild Bill, if you want me to show you.
I'll take you up on that. Steady, Buckshot. Come on, Billy. Climb up behind me.
Gee whiz, me riding with Wild Bill Hickok.
Well, let's go, Bill. We're wasting time.
Okay, partner. Jeff, you take your boys and ride out the regular road. We'll take the shortcut and try to head them off.
Anything you say, Bill. Come on, man. Let's ride.
Oh, Billy. I'm depending on you which way.
And don't you get us lost in the dark.
No, Red Jingles. We head south over the hill.
Then hang on tight. Hiya, Buckshot. Hiya. Come on, Jingles.
Jump, Joker. You heard what Bill said. Ha, ha, ha! Doggone that sheriff. If he hadn't have gotten our way, we'd have never had to make this ride.
Yeah, partner, but if we hadn't been in his way this morning, he might have had those two killers in jail by now.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Wow, Bill, there it is.
That the old mill, Billy?
Yeah.
Sounds like they got here ahead of us.
Now, doggone it, Joker, now you've done it. You just up and told him we were coming.
Oh, but you...
Oh, Joker.
Oh, boy, now we're going to catch him. How, Wild Bill?
You've already done your share, Billy. That's where you get off.
Oh, gee willikers.
You can stay right here with the horses, Billy. That'll help us a lot.
Then you won't get hurt.
Oh, I ain't afraid.
No, I can see that, but you better let us take it from here.
Yeah, we got experience.
Come on, Jingles.
Bill, this ain't gonna be easy. It's darker than the inside of a boot in that old mill.
That might help us, Jingles.
Yeah, but if those two varmints been holed up in there, they know the place like a field mouse knows a gopher hole.
Now it begins, partner.
Yeah, and I ain't gonna enjoy this a little bit.
We know you're out there.
Yeah, and we know you're in there, too, but you won't be there long. Hey, that was too close, Bill.
Yeah, talking draws a fire, Jingles.
No, yep. Then I ain't saying another word to him.
Come on, keep talking.
I ain't gonna do it. Doggone it, why did I do that?
We gotta find a way to get in there, partner.
Ain't that a wide opening just under the log slip, Bill?
Hey, I believe you're right. It's the only way in, too. Come on.
You'll never take us. The first man that steps in this old mill's a dead duck.
He sure is a mean hombre, ain't he, Bill?
Yeah. All right, Jingles, run for it.
Right.
Here they come, Colorado. Let them come.
Come on, Jingles, inside, quick.
I hear him right below us.
All right, then cut it loose.
Bill, what's he doing?
Get back, Jingles!
There it goes, Colorado.
Yeah, that must have cut him. Come on, we'll go down and finish him off.
You sure were smart to figure on setting that big beam to fall right over the door, Colorado.
Yeah, smart in those hombres, whoever they are.
Yeah, but where are they?
Right here, mister. Grab him, Jingles.
Come, yeah. Blast him, Hank.
Wild Bill Hickok will continue after this message.
You don't see so good in the dark, mister.
No, but I can find your chin.
Come on, you know I'm going to make hash out of your big carcass.
That's what you think.
Get him, Jingles.
It's going to be a pleasure.
Now I got you.
Not this time, Colorado. Need any help, Jingles?
Not with this varmint, Bill. I've been saving this one up. Well, phew. Didn't mean to wreck the mill, too. Now them two ain't gonna wake up for a month.
And when they do, they're gonna be in jail. Hey, Billy.
I'm coming, Wild Bill.
Bring that rope off my saddle, will you?
I already got it. Thinking you need it.
Yeah, Bill, we ought to take this little button with us. He's sharp as a cactus needle.
All right, let's tie these jaspers up.
I'll do it. I know how to hog tie them.
Hey, better light up a torch, Jingles. Here comes the sheriff and his boys.
Yeah.
There, they're all tied up, Wild Bill.
Good work, Billy. Now the sheriff can take him to jail.
Hey, Bill, here's the money they stole right in Colorado's pocket.
All right, boys, surround the place. Don't let them get down. There they are.
I'm afraid you're a little late, Sheriff. Me and Wild Bill and Jingles got the killers all tied up for you.
Well, count me for a billy goat. You sure have. Is that them, Jack?
Yeah, that's them, Sheriff.
And here's your money, Jack, or what's left of it.
Thank you, Jingles.
They're all yours, Sheriff.
All right, boys, grab them and take them to jail.
Yeah, and this time be doggone sure you got the right pair. Me and Bill are right patient, but it gets downright embarrassing to a U.S. deputy marshal to be looking out from behind bars. It's humiliating.
You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. This has been a Globe Sound presentation.
We will continue in just 1 minute. You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes. Today's cast included Leo Curley, Tim Graham, Bill Baucom, and Jeff Silver. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking, reminding you to tune this station again when we present another of the adventures of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.